Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Wommen, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching, focusing on being led by the Holy Spirit, was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Notice it here, it says in verse 19, "And what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe?" According to, the word "according to" means to the proportion of or to the degree of the working of His mighty power which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead. He's praying that you would understand the power that you have. It's the same power that He used when He raised Jesus from the dead. Now, how much power does it take for you to have victory? Don't you think that the power that was used to raise Jesus from the dead is enough to get you over your problem? If you could somehow or another register the things of God on one of these VU meters, some kind of thing that registered the degree of power, I guarantee you it'd be like creation would be over here. And maybe something over here. But man, raising Jesus from the dead would have pegged the thing out. Man, that's the maximum display of God's power. If the devil ever tried to stop anything, he tried to stop Jesus being raised from the dead. That was the foundation of everything. Every demon in hell was marshaled against Jesus being raised from the dead. Plus, Jesus had descended into the lower parts of the earth. Satan was there, and Satan was trying to hold him in hell. And yet all of the force of the enemy could not stop Jesus from being raised from the dead. You know, the church that I go to, they put on these elaborate Easter productions. And one year they had a thing where Jesus, you know, was dressed in His robes and he was ministering to people. And there was a person dressed in black who personified the devil. And he was always in the crowd, instigated the people wanting to stone Jesus and all the Pharisees criticizing. And in this thing, this person who personified the devil was just always in every scene doing something. And when it came to the resurrection, they had this person who personified the devil standing there and pushing against the stone with everything he had to keep Jesus from being raised from the dead. And then they had this big explosion and all of this smoke and lights and stuff, and you couldn't see. And when the smoke cleared, the person that personified the devil was laying on his back with the stone on top of him, and Jesus was standing on top of him like that. I thought that was awesome. And of course, it didn't happen exactly that way, but it was a way of demonstrating that Satan took everything he had to try and keep Jesus from being raised from the dead. And yet the power of God just triumphed over the devil. I mean, destroyed the devil. And it says that He wants you to open up the eyes of your understanding and understand the power, the exceeding greatness of His power, which is given to you. It's the same power that He used when He raised Jesus Christ from the dead and set Him at His own right hand. It's the greatest display of the power of God. God didn't give you just a tiny bit of power, and you got to ask for more and go to somebody else who has more power, and God loves them better and their faith is so much bigger and stronger. If you are born again, if you are the sorriest saint in this room, I used this verse yesterday morning, Matthew chapter 11, verse 11. "Nevertheless, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John the Baptist." John the Baptist was the greatest of all Old Testament people, and if you are the least, you are greater than John the Baptist. That means you're greater than Moses. You've got more power than Moses had, more power than Elijah had. You got all of these things. There is no shortage of power. There is a shortage of knowledge, first of all, and a shortage of belief. We're full of unbelief, and we're approaching God as if we are nothing and have nothing and can do nothing. And we don't believe that God has given us this power. God is committed. When He gave us this power, He, in a sense, tied His hands. God said, "You resist the devil, and he will flee from you." If you don't resist the devil, God's not going to step in and resist the devil for you. And you can pray, you can have people lay hands on you until they rub all the hair off the top of your head, and you are not going to have the devil flee from God. He gave you that power, and He said, "You resist the devil, and he'll flee from you." And again, I've talked to dozens of people out here and prayed for them. And I said, what are you doing about this? People tell me what's wrong with them. And they list all of these things. And I said, so what are you doing about it? Well, I want to be healed. And I'm praying and I'm asking God. I'm pitiful. Doesn't pitiful count for something? I'm desperate. Won't God have mercy on me? Boy, that's a far cry from standing. I'm recognizing who you are and using this resurrection from the dead power. Satan could not do anything to you without your consent and cooperation. If you didn't lay down and just take it. I've again talked to a number of people out here who've been damaged by the doctors. The doctors have gone in and done something, and because of it, they're paralyzed. They got this problem. Now they got this problem and other things. And they're just talking about the doctors are just destroying me. And I ask them, I say, why do you let the doctors do this? Well, the doctor says, I've got to do this. Man, I guarantee you, you need to take responsibility for yourself. You know, it's a good friend of mine. He's always talking about how that the doctors don't know what they're doing. They're just practicing. They even put it on their sign out front, family medical practice. They're practicing. They'll give you a pill and say, go try this. If it doesn't work, come back and we'll give you a different color pill. They don't know what they're doing, and they're charging you through the nose for it. Man, why do we act like we have nothing. I had one person talk to me about, I forgot now what it was, but it was at this meeting, but they were telling me something and they said, well, the doctors have just given up. There's nothing that they can do. And I said, good. Good. Man, I'm glad. I had one person come to me and they are going through chemotherapy. And they're saying they've prayed and they've believed God and they've kept all of the damaging effects of chemotherapy off of their body. And I said, man, if you got enough faith to believe that chemotherapy is not going to have any damage on you, you ought to have enough faith to get over cancer. Amen. I got more faith to believe cancer to be healed than to get chemotherapy. Just inject poison into you and see if it doesn't affect you. Brothers and sisters, we are not taking any responsibility and authority. We're acting as if we are nothing and as if we're powerless. It's a miracle that we see anybody healed. It's a miracle with the attitude that we have coming in is, oh God, we have nothing. We can do nothing. We are nothing. Somebody's thinking, well, Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. John chapter 15, verse 4 or 5 it is. Without me, you can do nothing. That's true. Without Jesus, I can do nothing. But you know what? I'm not without Jesus. He said he'd never leave me nor forsake me. If you just somehow or another could dissect me and separate me from Jesus, well then yes, I'm a zero with the rim knocked off without Jesus. But you know what? I'm not without Jesus. And because of it, for me to approach sickness or disease or problems as if, God, I have nothing, I can do nothing. Oh, God, please have mercy on me. If I was God, I'd just drop kick me right off the earth. Amen. Brothers and sisters, it's a stinking attitude. We're just full of unbelief. God's given us the Holy Spirit. We are full of the Holy Spirit. We're supposed to be full of the Holy Spirit. It's in our spirit. We don't let it out into our mind very much. The Holy Spirit isn't influencing very much of what we say or do, but we have the potential. The same power that raised Christ from the dead, all we got to do is believe it. I can guarantee you, if you'd go to believing just what I've been talking about, if you were to speak in tongues, build yourself up on your most holy faith, stand in front of a mirror and preach to yourself. Tell yourself, quit thinking this way. Quit acting like a loser. Quit thinking that you have no power. Quit saying that cancer is going to kill you and destroy you. Quit acting like cancer is bigger than you are. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. You know what we call that in the Bible? Faith. If you just went to using faith and acting on what God's word says instead of what the doctor says, instead of what your lawyer said, instead of what your banker said, if we just went to believing that God has given us this same power that raised Christ from the dead, I guarantee you your faith would rise up. You would have a different attitude. You could make sickness bow the knee. You could make all those problems change. There is no lack. God has not left us powerless. We have not believed God is what the problem is. We are the ones that are failing God. We are sitting here refusing to acknowledge and acting like we are nothing and nobody. I just don't know how to get this across any better than what I'm doing. I wished I could just somehow or another shake all of us and make you believe this. Boy, you stir yourself up, something will happen. There's enough power in this room that I guarantee you could turn Kansas City right side up for God. Every one of you have the same power that raised Jesus from the dead living on the inside of you. If you were to stir yourself up and go out and start living like a Christian, I guarantee you the world would take knowledge.
That's right. Amen.
We just don't have an excuse. We do not have an excuse. Man, this is powerful. I hate to even get into this because it's hard for me to just say something quickly. But look in chapter 2. After it talks about this resurrection from the dead power that has been put on the inside of you, and he's praying that your eyes would be open in chapter 2, he says, "And you hath he quickened." The word quickened means made alive, "who were dead in trespasses and sins." Brothers and sisters, we were dead. We were separated from God. We were lifeless. We were powerless. We at one time were sinful and by nature a child of the devil. But you aren't that way anymore. You are alive unto God. You know, if you just thought about this, this would take care of your depression. There wouldn't be discouragement. Your future is so bright you got to squint to look at it.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to be led by the Holy Spirit. This teaching series was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar in Kansas City, Kansas. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request series RM229 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The 4th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the 4th teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I know that the Lord has touched many of you today and you're just beginning to come alive, that you know what, there's more than just this physical, emotional existence, that there's a spirit being. And you felt some life through this and you just, you know, it's a help, but there's so much more and you don't know exactly where to go. You know, I'd like to encourage you to get these materials, but as you call in, I'd really like to encourage you to ask someone just to pray and agree with you for revelation of this, that this would become reality. We have some wonderful people answering the phones. I mean, I get compliments on them all the time. They're mature Christians that will be able to help you. So call and request the materials, but also ask them for prayer.